Today, the government sharply increased its estimate of the number of Americans who have joint pain or arthritis. The new figures show that 1 in 3 adults is affected. That's not because arthritis is on the rise. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, it's because of a change in the way the government collects information.
For the past 5 years, scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have estimated that about 43 million Americans had arthritis or other so-called rheumatic conditions. Today, Dr. Chad Helmick of the CDC unveiled a new number.
Well, our latest estimate for arthritis and chronic joint symptoms is 70 million, and that's much higher than the 1997 estimate of 43 million.
That's because the estimate comes from a national telephone survey. And this time around, people got questions using language that was less technical and more inclusive. For example, in the past 12 months, have you had pain, aching, stiffness, or swelling around a joint? And were these symptoms present on most days for at least a month? It also asked whether people had ever been told by a doctor they had arthritis. Helmick says he thinks the new questions produced a more accurate estimate.
I think it's a better number because it captures people I believe we've missed in the past, people who had symptoms but they didn't qualify as having full-blown arthritis by the other types of surveys that are done. Here we're capturing them perhaps early at a time when maybe we can push them to try to take some of the intervention steps that we think will help.
Helmick says new drugs can slow damage to joints, and people who know they have arthritis can take other steps, such as losing weight and staying active. But Helmick says not all of the people who said they had achy joints truly have arthritis. Some may simply have injuries. Even so, Helmick says anyone who is counted among the 70 million needs medical attention, and many aren't getting it.
Why people with chronic joint symptoms don't go to a doctor is a real puzzle. We've done an earlier study that showed some of these people actually have severe disease that is disabling them, and they still haven't talked to a doctor about it. I think it's in part that people think arthritis is part of normal aging, and perhaps you can't do anything about it. And those things are not really true.
Another possibility is that people often overlook arthritis because it gets less national attention than, say, heart disease or cancer. Reva Lawrence tracks arthritis for the National Institutes of Health.
So often with diseases, a simple measure is mortality, the number of people who die of a certain condition. And with arthritis, people may live for a very long time, but with a great deal of discomfort.
And discomfort can lead to absences from work or trouble doing a job that requires smoothly functioning joints. Helmick says that's one reason arthritis will have a growing impact on the economy.
If you look at the most recent data from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, you'll see that our workforce is aging and that there are going to be many more people 45 and older and 55 and older by the year 2010.
So Helmick says it's important to diagnose and treat people now to keep joint pain from slowing them down in the years to come. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.